Oh, should the green light be on?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
It is, but I'm not.
It just goes in and out.
I'm going to turn it off because I thought you get that address. Again, my apologies.
Well, would anybody in the audience please let us know if you can't hear us? All of you out there?
Anybody? So the PhD board has concluded its executive session, and again, that was to relate to the sale of the Holding Around Medical Center and a purchase and sale agreement, which is on the table for consideration. I open discussion now. Any discussion from the board?
I think we should counter the offer. Okay. I would suggest 905.
905,000.
Any further discussion?
Any other contingencies or counters?
About with regard to the feasibility interval.
Yeah. You want to make a package deal out of it?
Sure. Well, I'm not being the we're discussing.
Correct? I understand.
Yeah, so this is not a motion.
I understand.
Yeah, I think if we tighten up the feasibility interval to 45 days, acknowledging we have another 15-day interval after that for financial evaluation.
Okay, very good.
So are those going to be business days or real days?
Business days, I believe, is standard. Or Rebecca?
Is that true? Just days?
Calendar days.
Okay.
Anyone else want to make a comment before the motion is proffered? Oh, Lisa.
No.
I agree with countering. So, and the 45 days is good. And the 15 days isn't necessarily on top of it. If the feasibility study is done earlier, we could be done earlier.
That's correct.
So.
And do you agree with 905?
905.
Or you have another number?
I actually kind of like 900 even, but
okay.
905 will do. It depends on what everybody else wants.
Well, there's no motion to discuss
yet.
So. Dr. Appleton.
So if he counters, do we want to, and we need another executive session? I'm going to be at the Sounders game tomorrow, or no, Saturday, whatever Saturday is. It's tough being retired and figuring out what day of the week it is.
Day after.
Yeah. And, but I'm back on the island right after the game. So I'm open to make myself available for an executive session if we need to do that.
On Monday, perhaps?
I can do Sunday, I can do Monday, I can do Tuesday. The only time I won't do it is during the parade on Wednesday.
Well, we have paid employees who typically take...
I understand. I'm just showing my availability. And if my feeling is if we get a decent counter offer, we should do it quickly so that... Because they're up against some time constraints themselves. And we'll go from there. Would that help for them to know that we could another meeting on Monday?
No, that's appropriate, and I don't know if I'll bring that up with them, but if I get feedback on it that we need to discuss, I think we could certainly do it Monday or Tuesday. I don't think this is going to drag on.
Could we post the 24-hour notice? Is that within our bailiwick to do tomorrow, Friday, for Monday? That would give us 24 hours. Do we need 24? I don't want to get into Seattle City Council.
Yes, we need 24 hours.
Period.
A full 24 hours before the time of the meeting.
But unless we create an emergency meeting, then
I don't think
we can waive that proviso.
Yes, but
24 business day hours,
it would qualify
or
as an emergency
24 hours, period.
24 hours.
No.
So if we did it tomorrow,
well,
we could easily do an executive session on Monday. Can we cancel it if nothing happens? Or do we just, or we could always hold it and say there's nothing to discuss, I guess.
You can just call the meeting on Saturday if you want to call a meeting.
That's true.
I'm not available on Saturday.
But
I have another.
Call the meeting.
Yeah.
He's talking about meeting notice, not the day of the meeting. Because if we can give meeting notice on Saturday and Sunday, can't we?
Wouldn't that give us a little more time to notice?
Tuesday gives us a little more wiggle room.
Well, I don't think there's a fundamental difference between Monday or Tuesday.
Well, there's time for giving notice.
Just giving.
No, I understand that. So I don't think we're going to lose anything if we morph over to Tuesday.
Agreed.
And I'm assuming that Bill, I mean, we're talking about countering his counter. I would talk about countering his counter, and we need to meet to accept the offer, our counter.
That's right.
And so if we counter with 900 or 905, we can tell him that we can accept, when he accepts that, we can sign it by Monday or Tuesday, or whatever we decide.
Well, unless he counters our counter.
Right, but he don't want to just give him, yeah, and we're going to be available to counter your counter again. I mean.
Well, that's what I may not want to tell him in those words, but if we sign what you decide you want to sign, and we get it to him, and he signs, then
that's
we're underway. If he can't or won't or wants something different, then that's what we need to discuss next week.
Correct.
But he's up against the wall.
Yeah, he's got
on the other side of his
stuff.
Yeah,
that's
that's
on his plate.
Monday,
yeah,
we're just trying to be accommodating, and I think Monday or Tuesday is really bending over backwards. So.
More motivated.
So, could be. Pam, what are your thoughts?
To have a special meeting, it has to have a 24-hour time frame before the time of the meeting. And the emergency qualification for this type of thing, it's not an emergency. So we have to, whatever we decide, what time, you know, if we do or we don't have a meeting, we need to be able to get the notice out to the papers on a website at least 24 hours before the time of any meeting that we call.
Can we cancel the emergency meeting if we need to?
I mean,
the executive meeting.
The special meeting.
Yeah, the special meeting,
so
yes.
So we could just say we're going to plan for a meeting on Tuesday at noon, put that out there, and if it needs to be canceled, then it needs to be canceled.
Yeah, that's true.
We have to say what the special meeting is for.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but we have the right to cancel it, though, again, with 24-hour notice, so.
Yes.
So, Pam, what are your thoughts about the 905 counter?
I also like the $900,000 price.
We're sort of meeting him in the middle.
Nathan, what are your thoughts?
You know, I've never bought anything before. I've never made a real estate purchase. I just don't feel qualified to opine.
Well, we got a piece of property we can sell you.
I appreciate being on that.
Watch out for this guy.
It's like saying you've never played poker before.
We'll cut you a good deal.
So I'd like to make the motion that we make a counter offer of $905,000 with a 45-day contingency or feasibility interval. And that we'll just leave it at that. We can talk about a special meeting outside of the resolution.
I second that motion. Discussion?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. You made the motion for 900 or 905?
905.
Okay. With the 45-day contingency.
That's correct.
Right. Double whammy. Discussion? Warren?
No, I can vote. I don't need to discuss that.
Okay. Very good, sir. On Lisa?
I think it's fine. I mean, it sort of seems the gesture of meeting at 905. Or versus 900, from it's like a halfway point from the previous offer to go to 900.
But. Any further comments?
I agree with the 900. It's halfway. It's right in between.
It's right in between.
So we're just coming back with an exact in between.
Okay. So we have a motion on the table. Any further discussion? Call for a vote.
So can you repeat what we're voting on, please?
Yeah.
Mark, it's your motion.
This is a resolution to make a counteroffer of $905,000 and a 45-day feasibility study versus the 60-day.
Okay. Further discussion? Call for the vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Alisa, nay?
Nay, sorry.
Nay. Three votes affirmative, two nays. Motion passes.
I make a motion that we schedule a executive session special meeting Monday at 2 p.m. to discuss real estate.
Could I ask for 3, just because I have deadlines on Monday that have to be in by 3?
Well, Pam, you've got something to say.
Well, here, let's just get the motion and we'll discuss it and go from there.
Okay.
I mean,
thank you.
That's my motion, to discuss potential real estate sale.
What time did you decide on? 3? Or was it 2?
Well, it's his call. No, he's making the motion.
What was 3? Original motion.
3.
3 o'clock. Change to 3.
Thank you.
Very good.
Just as a point of order, Pam, do you have...
Okay, yes. Why do we have to make a motion for a time if we... if he accepts the counter, then we don't have to have a meeting?
That's right.
We know the availability of you, but we only have to have the notice out 24 hours before the time, so...
So are we going to be able to present that notification on a Sunday, which is the day before Monday?
No, tomorrow.
I mean, it
can be...
So you want to go ahead and call a special meeting, even though we don't know the outcome of what the counter is?
I don't think we should do that. Let's address the resolution of the...
Okay, so we're... And do we have a second?
You
seconded?
No, I'm not.
Anyone second?
I guess it doesn't seem like we need to make this motion right now, because we don't know that we need to do that. But we can agree to have the meeting. It sounds like we all know now what time we're all available on Monday. And we can go from there based on what we hear from Mr. DC.
So I have a question to Bill, which, you know, basically it's a prerogative of the chair to call a special meeting. We have cooperation from all the commissioners to attend on Monday or Tuesday, so that's terrific. So when do you think we get a response? So say we do counter it, whatever.
It seems like the simple way is to give me till Monday morning to ascertain all of that. And if we get a counter that we want to discuss, then Pam would still have the 24 hours available to call the meeting for Tuesday afternoon.
Okay. Okay, so there is a motion on the floor for the second. So any further discussion?
There wasn't a second.
I seconded.
Oh, sorry.
Any further discussion?
No.
I guess my point is this guy's up against the wall.
Yeah, he's got to move.
And I think by letting him know that we're going to be there on Monday to answer any questions or accept. Because he's got Monday, Tuesday, and then the 4th of July is a national holiday, and the feds aren't working on the 4th. Then he's got 5-6, and he's... So I think, I wouldn't want to lose this just because all of a sudden he can't get it done, and we missed by 24 hours. We've missed many over the last number of years by this or that, and I feel bad. So I think Monday's a good idea myself, looking at it from his point of view. We're asking for fewer days, more money, and this on Tuesday when he's got Wednesday as a holiday. And I got to think many federal employees will be off Thursday and Friday.
So I'll reiterate my question to Bill, and that is it doable for Monday?
Yes. It is, but I'm hesitant to have the meeting called.
Before you talk to him?
The assumption of a positive result that here's the great counter we got for you, so I prefer not to telegraph that we already have a meeting planned to work on a counter.
Can we call a meeting on the weekend? Could we prepare the note to put on and have it prepared that in case we do this, that you can just punch your computer button someplace and it would show up for its public notice?
Pam or Nathan, would you do it on a weekend?
As long as it's not Saturday.
As long as it's
Sunday,
on Saturday?
As long as it's not this Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I have a work business that I have to get done by midnight on June 30th.
Okay.
And it'll probably take me most of that day. So Sunday, yes.
I can take my laptop home and do the emails.
So Bill, will we have a heads up by Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good enough.
Okay, so then...
Yep.
So if you're going to
take a computer home and do it, they're going to pay you time and a half overtime for doing it, and you'll present what's going to go on there. I just want to make sure that we're not, I don't want to be imposing on you guys, because this is a job to you, and for us, it's a passion.
I don't get fancy perks like time and a half on a Sunday.
We can put out a notice 24 hours ahead of time. If there is a meeting called for Monday, 24 hours before, let's say it was called at 2 o'clock, if by Sunday at 2 o'clock we notify, put the notice on our website, notify the papers, we could have it Monday at 2.
That's right.
She's
got to be by Monday at 2.
I'm just saying.
You need it Monday at 8 a.m.
I'm not saying any time. I'm just saying 24 hours before we can get the notice out wherever we are.
Yeah. Well, okay. We thank you for that.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm trying to make a reservation on a ferry here all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, we made the motion, so shame on you. Okay, any further discussion?
We don't need a motion to set up a special meeting, so I'm not...
Yeah, because we're not setting
a
special
meeting.
Well,
it's on the table, so just vote no, and then it goes away.
I call for the vote.
Well, I call
no.
for
the vote. Anybody can call for the vote.
That's correct.
Thank you.
I'm voting.
Your vote, sir?
Are you calling for the vote?
Mr. Yeah, I'll call for the call that you initiated. Yay or nay?
Nay.
Okay.
Yay.
No.
Yay.
No, I made the motion. I'm not going to vote against myself.
And I made the second, so I'm trapped.
Okay.
But it fails in any event. Three against and 2-4.
Okay.
You don't need a motion to adjourn.
So, Bill, you're going to organize with... Dr. Edwards, or how are we going to get this information, whether or not we have to call a special meeting to do so?
I can organize with Michael or Pam.
Yeah, just ring me up, Bill. You have my home number?
Yeah.
I'll be around. Sure.
And then if we
have my cell doesn't work when I'm home.
Oh, okay.
6076.
Yeah.
6076?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay, any further business, PhD board?
No.
Dr. Crane, sir?
No.
No. Yeah. Or else elsewhere. Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much.